Tribal Council Secretary Christine Apoka lives right next door to her job at the Tuluksac Water Plant. That's how she knew it was on fire.
Smoke was starting to get in through the windows and through the vent.
She watched when her husband went to put out the fire.
When I looked out the window, my husband and a few other men were trying to get into the water plant washeteria. They had to break the door, but they were a little too late. My husband did grab a hold of the hose, but the smoke was so heavy and he couldn't stand there any longer.
Eventually, Napoka's family started hauling water up from the river with their snow machine.
And they started splashing water into the fire, but that didn't do any good. It just kept getting bigger and worse.
According to Alaska State Troopers, the fire burned from about noon to 4:30, destroying the town's only source of clean, running water. Now, residents will have to find other options. The Napokas have about 20 gallons of clean, drinkable water left to share between the 9 family members in their household. For dishes and cleaning, they've been hauling water from the Tuluksac River, but they're not drinking it. In the past, residents have complained to the Alaska State Legislature about sediment making the Tuluksac River water unsafe to drink. Villagers who don't have potable water saved in their tanks can either haul water from the Kuskokwim River or ship in bottled water. There's currently donated bottled water in Bethel ready to be shipped out on the next plane. But Tuluksac's runway has been unusable because of weather conditions, and the man who usually plows it is in Anchorage being treated for COVID-19. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.